Mark chapter 8. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to himself, and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the road, because various ones of them came from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the people. And they had a few small fish, and he blessed them, and commanded to set them also before the people. So they ate, and were filled, and they took up of the broken food that was left 7 baskets. And those who had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And immediately he entered into a ship with his disciples, and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came, and began to question him, seeking a sign from heaven of him, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit, and said, Why does this generation seek after a sign? Truly I say to you, there shall no sign be given to this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither did they have in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said to them, Why do you reason, because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Have you still hardened your heart? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They answered him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, How is it that you do not understand? And he came to Bethsaida, house of Hunter, and they brought a blind man to him, and asked him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees, walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up, and he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Do not go into the town, nor tell it to anyone in the town. And Jesus and his disciples went out into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And beside the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say, Elijah, and others, one of the prophets. And he asked them, But whom do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said to him, You are the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, and by the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spoke that saying openly. And Peter took him, and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, because you do not desire the things that are of God, but the things that are of men. And when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Because whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Because what shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.